Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you virtually here in Alpharetta. We're not quite back in our home inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway, but we're looking forward to that day soon. In the meantime, if you're a small business that's tired of the big mega bank experience, we all know what that means, phone trees, artificial voices, can't get a live person. If you like all that, stay where you are. Don't go to Renaissance. But if you want something different, go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, and give them a call. And you'll find that you either get a real person's voicemail or who will call you back, or you get the live person. And they'll be happy to make an appointment, have you come in and talk about what your needs are. And what you'll find is that Renaissance is big enough to handle pretty much any need you can throw at them as a small business, but they're small enough to care. So check them out, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And by the way, I use them myself. Folks, Sarah Anderson is with us, and Sarah is with Firm Space. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you for having me, John. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to have you. Talk about Firm Space and how you're serving folks out there.
Wonderful. So Firm Space is a pro-working office space. We're a little bit of a twist on what many have come to know as co-working or flex space. We actually fit a specific niche within the flex space realm. There was a need that discerning professionals were not having met at some of the competitors out there, some of the other co-working spaces, many of which do a fantastic job with what they're providing. But our job, our goal, opening Firm Space and growing to Atlanta, was just to offer a upper tier level of flex space. And for those who may not know flex space, co-working, that sort of lingo, that is short-term office space. It's usually way more flexible, less red tape, less paperwork to fill out, but offering still some of the great amenities you would have in a more traditional office lease without those five-year commitments. So we have agreements that can go as short as 2 months up to, you know, a couple of years. But it just, especially right now, as people are starting to come out of the pandemic, get back to work a little bit, maybe you want to work somewhere other than their kitchen table, we're giving that opportunity for more professional tiers, such as attorneys, accountants, people who need that upscale security and privacy as well.
Now, we'll get to this at the end as well, folks, but I want to make sure everyone knows right here, right now, your location. Sarah, where are you located?
Yeah, so we are at 3344 Peachtree Road Northeast in Buckhead, in the heart of Buckhead, in the Sovereign Building. So if passing through Buckhead, you have seen the tallest building in the area, we are in that. There are some upscale condominiums in the upper floors. We're located with some other great businesses in one of the lower floors on the eighth floor. So I'm looking at the Atlanta Financial Center right now. Not as bustling at the moment as I think it typically is, but great views here. Fantastic amenities. So we are just right in a convenient spot in Buckhead.
Yeah, you can't get any center of Buckhead than that, right?
Definitely not.
Yeah. So why flex space? I mean, why is there a need for flex space? I mean, I understand the concept. You explained it. But why has that become more of a need as opposed to co-working?
Mm-hmm. So the difference, and I have 3 years of experience in this industry. I knew nothing about co-working coming into it a few years ago, grew within another organization and then moved to Firm Space more recently. For me, the difference specifically with Firm Space and our pro-working model is it's focused more on private offices. So giving professionals private offices, two-person offices, we have some larger team rooms as well, but really giving you that private experience for a fraction of the cost And you get the added amenities of our shared spaces, of our work lounges, printing included, fantastic secure internet included. The ability to network if you want to, but that's not our push here. So the communal aspect you get in a co-working environment that a lot of people seek out isn't so much the driving factor here. We're aimed more at people who've established their businesses. Not to say we do not take startups and encourage that. We certainly do. But primarily overall, a little more established business people who may want to network some. They may want to enjoy, come have our complimentary breakfast and rub elbows with their neighbors, or they may just want to stay in their offices where they have that privacy. We have white noise throughout the office spaces. So when your door is closed, you're not at risk of overhearing confidential information from next door and sharing it, vice versa. So it definitely gets the next tier up in that security and privacy. And I do think overall, people are just looking for more flexible options. They're looking to be able to get out of the house, but not completely, give up their life savings to do it. Now, in saying that, we are definitely on the higher scale of what's out there. But again, we're aiming to be pro-working, not co-working, really emphasizing that flexibility, but professionalism at the same time. And one of our things is our goal is to be the Four Seasons of this sector. Not everyone loves the Four Seasons. It's not for everyone. It's not trying to be for everyone.
Sure.
Certainly not trying to push anyone away at the same time. I want people, again, as I said, 3 years ago, knew nothing about co-working. I now have a passion for this industry. I want people to have the best workspace for them. If that's not us, I'm happy to help, nudge some other directions as well. Just feeling pretty well connected in this industry now. But to those who need this, who want this level of service, our job here is to give you the best we possibly can. And that is my goal, is to become the best flex space operator in the Atlanta area.
So do you, why did this sort of tier of service, I guess, as if you will, if I can refer to it that way, a more service oriented tier that you offer, why is that more in demand?
That's a great question. So the reason we came to be Firm Space itself is that one of our founders saw a lack of that. His wife actually was an attorney, and being a very outgoing, networking-centric person, really loved the idea of co-working, but it didn't work for her because it didn't offer that privacy we discussed earlier. Just letting anyone could walk in and end up in someone's office. There could be extreme noise. We all know of some co-working spaces that have foosball tables, that sort of thing. Fantastic. Great for who it's for, but wasn't what she was looking for. And she was disappointed that she didn't have that option, that there wasn't something like that for her. So in that case, and again, for those who aren't as familiar, you would have to get, a 5-year lease somewhere, maybe a sublease, but then you're not getting that exposure to other individuals that you may want to network with occasionally. So Firm Space was born out of that, out of giving people that accessibility, but still privacy. And the freedom to make that choice for themselves, if they want to network or not, or if they need that focus, firm time to get their time done or get their work done in their fully private space.
Now, I would imagine your concept applies to, and attorneys may be a great example, where folks are looking for maybe a more prestigious kind of address to hang their shingle out when they're welcoming clients and prospective clients.
Definitely. Yeah, that's being in the sovereign building. I've seen that just since my move to this company is definitely a drawing point, especially right now because traffic's not as bad getting over here as it has been in the past, I would imagine.
Sure.
But to be, like you said, in the heart of Buckhead, and we do offer like many co-working and flex spaces do, virtual office memberships as well. So if you want that prestigious address, but you don't actually need the physical office space, you don't plan on coming in every day, you just want us to collect your mail and put it securely in a mailbox for you and be able to have that 3344 Peachtree, which, as you pointed out, that is a known address in Atlanta. that's certainly an option as well.
Sure. Folks, we're here chatting with Sarah Anderson, and she is with FirmSpace. She's the member experience and sales manager there at FirmSpace in Buckhead. You mentioned your founder and how the company started. FirmSpace is located in Buckhead, but also beyond. Why don't you talk about those other locations?
Thank you, John. So our headquarters, our first location is in Austin, Texas. So we were founded in 2016, opened that first location in 2017 in Austin, then expanded to Houston, then Denver, and then Atlanta was our fourth location, opening in September of last year. Of course, a really fun time to open a co-working space during the pandemic.
Sure.
But we're confident that as we see our growth the next few years, the goal is 25 locations around the country by 2025. So we are starting next up in a few months with Chicago next on the docket. So pretty soon we should have a location in kind of each quadrant of the country. Clearly Texas heavy, but we're confident that our Atlanta location will help increase FirmSpace's footprint here as well.
Sure. Now, if someone joins in Atlanta, will they have privileges to as they travel to other markets where you have a location?
Yes, great question. So all of our members who have offices with us here do have access in other locations. We had one of our teams here visited our Houston location, and I think we're there for 3 days a couple weeks ago. So we make it easy. We actually, that's one thing I enjoy, is connecting members to other locations and making sure that the managers and associates there take excellent care of them. We want that to be a resource that the people depend on from us.
Now, Sarah, let's step back for a second and just talk a little bit about the environment. You mentioned the pandemic, and we can't, unfortunately, we can't do an interview without talking about that, right? But what do you see in terms of how companies are approaching returning to the office? We hear a lot about the traditional office and whether it, what that's going to look like for companies. Are they going to downsize that? And I mean, how does all that play out in your mind, and how does it affect FirmSpace?
That's a fantastic question. That is something that I know everyone in FlexSpace a year ago when the world shut down, everyone in FlexSpace kind of held our breath for a while. Fortunately, I think many of the operators out there will do really well as we come through this pandemic. I know that FirmSpace, and I feel very confidently that our particular brand and model of FlexSpace will thrive as we're coming out of this. So like you mentioned, so many people who, you know, they were told in March, okay, we'll be coming back to the office in August. And then it was December. And then it was March of this year. And now it's July of this year. Or, you know, it's some of the large companies in Atlanta, as you know, have now said January of next year, just to be safe, or they're slowly bringing people back in over a period of time. They're alternating days, whatever the case is. So one thing that I know for sure is, as people seek to return to work, if they're not going back to their main offices, or maybe their company gave them a stipend to find a co-working space somewhere, that we will benefit from that. We want to be ready. I think we are ready for that as people are transitioning back to the office, whatever that may look like for them. It's also a great opportunity for those who may want to actually work from home a couple days a week, but then they need to be in an office space to have meetings throughout those other days. All of our members have an included 8 credits in the meeting rooms per month. So that's an easy way to get those meetings in that you need to have while not having someone come and, you know, sit with you at your kitchen table and get away from the Zoom calls, which, so thankful for technology so we can do this right now.
Sure.
But I know plenty of people are ready to safely be back in front face to face with others. And I think that we've managed to do that really well here. Masks are required in all of our common spaces. And then, of course, members can take them off in their offices where they're in their private, secure spots.
And I guess what's interesting here is maybe the behavior of corporate entities and what they decide to do. And, you know, I've read that what will really be interesting is branch offices of major corporations that have maybe had small offices, right? Everybody has gone home, and now they're contemplating coming back to the office. It's like, why do we need that, you know, that small little space where we had 15 people if we can have, you know, a flex space like what you're talking about?
And I think especially that's pertinent in a city like Atlanta, where, sure, you know, I used to live in Roswell, work in Alpharetta. Now I live in Virginia Highland, work in Buckhead. That's not a bad commute, but you're talking live in the Highlands, work in Alpharetta. Plenty of people do that, or the reverse. But to give an option that might be a little better than that or a little more convenient is definitely part of why we're here. And I think, speaking to what you said, let's say a business's headquarters is in San Francisco, but their regional location is in Atlanta, as many are. We are fortunate with that, definitely.
Yes.
In the greater metro area as well. Excuse me. But being that option where they can bring their five employees who are located locally, or maybe their one employee who lives in Buckhead doesn't want to drive out to Alpharetta every day. Maybe Alpharetta is where their, you know, their regional location is. Give them an option that's something a little different. Like I said, still more cost effective than bringing the whole team in for a long-term, locked-in, you know, red-lined lease agreement, and keep it a little simpler, still offering that upscale hospitality.
For sure. Now, so let's dive into the different options that folks have in terms of connecting with you and how that works. What are you able to offer?
Yeah, just if, as far as them just getting in touch with me?
No, in terms of the various levels of commitment, yes, that they might have. Yeah.
Definitely. So your commitment here is kind of what you want it to be. Like I mentioned earlier, we do month-to-month agreements, but they start at a minimum of 2 months. And that's just because we do have a 60-day period, just to get people to make some sort of commitment to it. But that anywhere from 2 months to a year or 2 years, and the amount you bite off of that is up to you. So we do have one person offices, all the way up to a couple of 10 person suites available. So if you want a one person office, great. One added benefit we have here at FirmSpace is that there is a one desk to two key ratio. So if you're, let's say, John, that you want to come in and you want a desk with us, but you're only going to be here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you've decided that your business partner would like to come in Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or any other combination of that, we can give you both a membership card that gives you access to the building, our space, all those amenities included. But you're only paying for that one office space. Now, we ask that you not be here at the same time, because it is meant to be just a one-to-one in the space. But we're able to provide that addition. So you're looking at a really decreased rent, and your monthly owing just goes down. You know, it splits in half by right, doing it like that.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so are all the options that people have, are they all private offices, or do you have hot desks that are in the open, or how does that work?
Thank you for clarifying that, because there are so many options out there that involve hot desk, co-working, dedicated desks, that sort of option. For us at FirmSpace, because of security and privacy being so paramount, we don't have that communal co-working space. You can't just come and rent a desk out in an open shared space with us. You can, however, do a day pass. So you can rent a desk for a day at any of our locations, at a really affordable rate for everything that comes with it, and come in, get the access card for the day, have full benefits as a member for that day, gives you that daily membership. Or you can then, and what we actually love is for someone to come try us out, do a day office, and then join on for a couple months and see how they like it, or make a longer term commitment with us. So again, we have that virtual office where you don't want to actually be physically in the space, but you just want the mailing address with us and for us to handle your mail receipt on your behalf. We have the private offices, larger private offices, and then of course just day offices where you can utilize us for the day, but you get that full security and a locking door.
So I don't have to be, if I wanted to visit your location here or in Austin or what have you, I don't have to be a current tenant or client of FirmSpace if I want to do a day pass or something like that.
You don't. So there's on our website, firmspace.com, you can sign up for a day pass. It does have you just complete agreeing to our terms and conditions as if you were becoming a member with us, because you become a member for the day. And then from there, we take it from there, give you a full brief orientation when you get here, help you get set up. You can also utilize us for meeting rooms without being a member. So again, we have six meeting rooms in our Atlanta location. Many of them have, again, like I said, fantastic Buckhead views, a little bit distracting. Yep. And then full AV capabilities as well in those spaces.
That's awesome. Now, you know, part of, I'm sure part of what the attraction is the location, but with the location comes, you know, a great building with amenities and a place to park and all that kind of, which is kind of important in Buckhead. So talk about that, what you enjoy at the Sovereign Building.
Yeah. So the Sovereign Building, one thing I love about this building is it actually has a Buckhead Club on the 21st floor, which I know many of your listeners are probably familiar with. So the Buckhead Club is actually an amenity we can add on to your membership here at a discounted rate that gives you access to all the club core locations around the country. So rather than paying for just a parking pass with us, which is an option, and our parking pass, though pricey, it's Buckhead. So it's relative to all the other parking situations nearby. Rather than doing that, for a little bit more, you can get the Buckhead Club membership and get all those add-ons. And rather than maybe us having some networking events right now, the Buckhead Club is doing some of those both virtually and in person. So that's just additional bang for your buck here. Ways to impress your business partners or go and get your tea time somewhere, especially as this weather is getting nicer.
Yes.
So the amenities of the Buckhead Club add-on, everything we already include. So parking, not parking. As I mentioned, parking's unfortunately not included. Printing, the meeting rooms. The hospitality we offer here, I think, is one of our biggest differentiators, where there was always someone up front for you here, helping in any way. If you need assistance with printing, if you need a notary, we actually are all, we're all notaries.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're able to help with that, which of course, when you're looking at so many law firms and other businesses that need those, is an added benefit for sure. There's no additional charge for that with our membership.
Sure. Well, Sarah, this has been great. And I can't imagine that there aren't some folks that would like to be in touch. So let's get to the most important question. How can folks get in touch with you, maybe book a tour and get more information on what you have to offer?
Yes. So if you would like to reach out, which of course we would love, I'm Sarah Anderson. My email address is sanderson@firmspace.com. So sanderson@firmspace.com. The best number, my direct line is 239-3351. So again, 404-239-3351. You can also go to firmspace.com and actually see a virtual tour there, book a tour with us that way if you'd prefer, rather than contacting me directly. And I also, and John, we didn't discuss this, but if it's okay, I would love to offer just a complimentary day pass to any of your listeners between now and May 1st.
Awesome.
So please, yeah, if they reach out and they mention John Ray, Business Radio X, then they can get that complimentary day pass with us.
Well, we will definitely put that in the show notes and on social media when we post. So thank you for that on behalf of our listeners. And folks, you heard Sarah, take advantage of it. Go check out what they've got to offer at FirmSpace in Buckhead. Sarah Anderson with FirmSpace, this has been great. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Folks, if you've got another need that involves getting administrative tasks, bookkeeping, some other things off your plate that you really shouldn't be doing as a business owner, that you should have somebody else doing on your behalf, I've got an answer that is virtual, and it's been virtual for 20 years. Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels, she's been virtual for 20 years, and she's the chief executive angel over there, and she's got a heavenly bunch of angels. I assure you, I know because I've got several of them working for me, and they're terrific. What happens here is when you call Essie, and I advise you just call her, explain what your problem is, and she'll send in the right angel to clean it up, do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis, and they fly in and fly out. And it's terrific work that they do. You can go to officeangels.us if you're shy and timid and want to check her out first. But my suggestion is call her 770-442-9246 and tell her I sent you. And I wholeheartedly recommend her and her angels. And folks, just another quick reminder as we wrap up here. We are on all the major podcast platforms. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. Here's my ask of you. Please go to your favorite podcast app, find the show, subscribe, and then give us a 5-star rating. Now, I'm boldly asking for that because it's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. It's about our guest. And what we do this show for is to promote our guest so that folks can find their services and take advantage of the good work that they do. So for Sarah and Firm Space and the other, we've done 336 shows, I think, now over the last 5 years. So we would appreciate it if you would do that. And you can also connect with us on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, maybe something else I don't know about. North Fulton BRX is the term of that you can find us, the our handle you can use to find us on all those platforms. So for my guest, Sarah Anderson, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.